Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Hi, woo-hoo. Good morning.
Good morning. Everybody seems to be in a pretty good mood, as I even see it on the TV right now that the Broncos win in OT last night.
Oh, gosh.
Against, what, a 3-9 team or whatever they were?
Yeah, 3-8 at that time.
3-8, yeah.
They showed up to play last night, though.
They
That's
sure
all
did. I made it through the first quarter. And then I was like, it's CP time.
Yeah.
It's CP time.
I made it through like to the third quarter, and then I had to go hang it up. I was tired. There's no way I'm
staying
up. You
were CP too?
Especially I woke up and saw it went into overtime, and my first thought was, I'm so glad I went to bed because, yeah, well, because I would have
seen it. Yes.
It is a long game. And then you're excited, and the adrenaline's going, so it keeps you up.
And then if they lose, you're pissed, and then you can't go to sleep because you're pissed.
That's the worst.
Exactly.
I was watching it with a Commanders fan, and so I had to stay up and rub it in his face because obviously. So
what did you rub in his face?
That the Broncos won. Okay.
Nicole was talking about some friends that she knows where the wife is a huge Broncos fan, husband's huge Commanders fan, and she said they'll probably be watching it in separate rooms.
Oh, yeah.
You
and that fascinated me. It's like, really? Like, you're both that diehard and weird about sports, you've got to go sit in separate rooms.
There's no logic
and watch
in sports
the game.
Fandom. There's no logic.
It's ridiculous to me.
It's the juju. It's you
it
can't
is,
have
yes.
that bad juju interrupting my good juju.
It'll, it's so strange.
It's contrasting jujus. You can't do that.
I'll be in a separate room. It's so strange.
They probably slept in separate rooms.
Yeah, I had a friend who flew out to Washington to tweet constantly about how he hated the Broncos. Like, he's from here. And I'm like, how you became a Washington fan? I will never get it, but I was so glad they lost. And the first thing this morning, I was like, ha!
Well, we're all very happy. I guess I'm fine. That's great. They're doing good. You know, yay, sports.
Exactly.
I'll get on the bandwagon. I didn't like their outfits last night. I don't like those.
All orange?
Those outfits. But not my favorite, but
hats are fine.
I want their old school outfits.
I know.
Nine in a row, though.
Not too shabby. Over the weekend, I made my way down, to the right, to the Gaylord Rockies.
Oh, man.
I went to the right. We went and saw that big ice exhibit that they have there with the Grinch. A lot of fun. It's a second or third time that we've done the ice exhibit there. I recommend it. It's a lot of fun. For the kids, even the adults were smiling the whole time.
Yeah.
Freaking cold, though.
Oh,
I mean,
obviously,
it's thousands of pounds of ice that they got to keep cold and you know, and alive, I guess is a lack of, for a better term, alive in this tent. And I will say this, we go rolling into the event. My parents were there with me, and I looked over at my mom and my dad and said, hey, did you guys bring hat and gloves? And they're like, no.
Well.
I was like, you're going to be spending 40 minutes in essentially a cooler.
Yeah.
My mom's like, nobody told us.
Ice is in the name, though.
Ice is in the name,
it's
Mom.
There.
Yes. So anyway, luckily we had brought some like extra like gaiters for the neck and some scarves. So they looked ridiculous wrapped in scarves. And my dad had a gaiter like pulled up over his head. So it was like sticking up. And I was like, well, it's very Dr. Seuss looking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
you kind
right
of fit
in.
You look ridiculous.
I saw that there's a slide in there. An
there's
ice
slides.
Slide. Do you go down that or is it
I didn't
just
this
a...
time. Okay. I did previous. I've done it in the past. And I feel like an idiot. So I will tell you the one thing that was kind of funny, my mom was freaking out a little bit because they give you these giant blue parkas when you go in there to help just, it's another layer, you know. And everybody looks the same. Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody's in a blue parka. All the kids are running around blue parkas. You don't know how many times we lost the children.
I bet you did.
And my like little nephews were in there too. And where are they at? Where are they at? Nobody knows. It's like a scene in the movies, you know, where like a guy is running from the law.
Yeah.
And he runs into a crowd of people that are all wearing like yellow rain slickers. And he throws one on and he disappears into the crowd. All the children disappeared into the crowd.
So that's kind of scary.
Multiple panics
throughout
the event.
And you running up to random children and grabbing them.
I
oh,
know.
Not the right one. Not the right one.
Maybe like a little old lady or something.
Yeah, I know.
Let go of me.
But it was a good time. Props to the Gaylord. We hadn't been up there for a couple years, and they've completely like remodeled the interior. They've got multiple restaurants now and a big bar in the middle. And
I've seen a lot of people
it's swanky, Katie.
Raving about it. So like, because there's a lot of things that you can choose from as far as Christmas goes and things for the holiday season. And so you're saying this is one of the ones you need to do.
This is one of the ones.
Okay.
I mean, we're fully in it. We went ahead and bought tickets to the light event too up at Red Rocks. We drive around. around and you look at all the lights there.
It used to be at Bandamere, right?
Yeah,
or has that
which
always
we've
been?
We've done 50 times, but.
But it's
anyway,
cool.
The kids love it.
Yeah, it's the lights are my favorite part about Christmas, so I see why they want you to do that part.
Yeah. So speaking of lights, I was shaking my head this morning because Katie was so happy because she bought a new Christmas tree.
Oh my gosh, yes!
Tell us about the tree.
Well, because I have not bought a real Christmas tree in over 10 years. Like, I remember when I got my apartment out in Grand Junction, I went and bought one of those, like, outdoor small trees that you put out the side of your door, like, you know what I mean,
like the Charlie Brown tree.
It's like a Charlie Brown tree, but it's not meant to be a tree. It's meant to be an outdoor decoration that sits outside your front door. But I'm like, it's fine, it's got fake snow on it, I'm gonna use it as a tree. So I've used this thing for like the last 10 years. I just put it out on a dresser and I put a little skirt on it and it's fine. Well, I took it out of the box this year and there was so much fake snow at the bottom of the box, and when I pulled it out, it was like a cloud of fake snow in my face, and I was like, I can't be healthy. I know exactly. This can't
asbestos.
Be good.
I'm breathing asbestos.
I like put it on the counter and I started to like arrange it, and it was so pitiful. I was just like, no, we're not going to
do this.
We're not doing that this year. We're actually going to step it up a level. We're going to go up a notch. So I went and bought myself a brand new pre-lit $100 Christmas tree last night. I don't know. I felt like such an adult.
I'm
like,
adulting.
I had my little Christmas, like my shopping cart with my Christmas tree in it, and I was so happy walking.
It's going to be Christmas in my house.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not going to be breathing asbestos.
I know. And then, because I
was like.
Then
I had to burst your bubble.
I know. And then
I was like, why the hell you buy a pre-lit tree?
Because
those are the worst things on the planet.
I was like, it's going to be easy. You just set it up. You plug it in.
God,
it's ready
Katie.
To go.
They last
it's
about
not.
3 years, and then you got to chop all the lights out of them because they burn out. I've done
said.
It to two trees.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Oh,
I thought that
they're
just
the worst ever.
And now I'm really kicking myself because the lady at the register was like, would you like the warranty for your tree?
No.
Who needs a warranty
no, but
for a tree?
Why would you buy a warranty?
Who
don't
needs
do
a
that.
Warranty?
Don't
but,
do that.
So, yeah, but I do have this tree. It's still in the box as of now because I bought it kind of late last night. It was like 7 o'clock. I was like, we're not setting up a tree today. So I'm going to go home tonight and set it up. But my entire house is decorated. I've got the stockings up. I've got all the things on the wall, the lights. So my house looks very festive. And now that I have that new tree, I'm just feeling
it. You got to send some pics. I want some tree pics, girl.
I'm a grown up.
Yeah, Christmas definitely puked in our house too. Everything is up and ready to rock. And I have yet to get outside to do any of the outside stuff, which I'm kind of dreading. But
yeah, especially it's so cold.
You should have,
my
it's
hands
freezing.
Hurt.
Yeah,
I'll tell you later about my hands.
You're falling apart
both
over there.
Your hands?
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
Oh no. Is right.
He hurt himself.
I done hurt
poor
myself.
Jer.
So the way I hurt myself, you guys are gonna LOL.
I'm so excited.
Good
right
stuff,
now.
Huh?